before we get to what the hell is this Facebook post. All right, look, guys, I have thick skin. Literally.
You got a lot of skin. No.
You're getting roasted pretty bad in there.
You guys are jerks, man.
What are some of the things people are saying?
Okay, yeah. Let's go to some
it's
of this
pretty
stuff.
Good.
So Will took a picture of me. Now, I shaved all of my facial hair off last night. And I did it for art, folks. I didn't do it because I like this look. I hate this look. I did it because I've been contemplating and I've been procrastinating putting out a good TikTok video for a long time. So I did the TikTok wipe it out challenge. I did it. I'm proud of it. It turned out great. And in order to do so, I shaved all of my facial hair off. And so Will took a picture with my glasses off, hat off. No facial hair.
It's naked.
Completely different human being than I'm used to seeing. Like, it's not even me. Like, it's a whole different person. It really is. So we posted the picture, and within, like, less than a half hour, there was 40 comments. And now there's more. And, yeah, you people, okay?
What do you mean, you people?
You know
be careful, Johnny.
What? B-holes is what I'm talking about. Oh. Some of them are very funny, though. Did you see Dave Stewart? He photoshopped different hair and different facial hair. Dude, these are awesome. Holy.
Oh, my God.
Holy hell.
You look really good in the upper right-hand corner.
That guy looked like Tom Segura and me had a baby is what it looked like.
Wow.
Upper right-hand corner?
Yeah, you look good.
Yeah, that's your best one.
The one on the left with the mustache, total rapist. and then you have a guy that works the meat department at Detweiler's in the bottom left corner.
And has no teeth, apparently.
I know.
You look like you're gumming it up there.
Uh-huh. And then the guy on the bottom right, that's just me, kind of, without glasses.
Right.
With facial hair.
Yeah. Either way.
Like you, but better.
That's hysterical, man. Like, I want to give one of these people top tweet just for the post. Like, they should get, like, social media award of the night because some of these are really, really great. Shout out, definitely, Dave Stewart murdered it with that. But people are just being – there's 56 comments now.
Oh, God.
And there's been 636 people reached, 225 engagements. People are not holding back. And, look, I like it, okay? Just keep it coming. I'm not
you're
sad.
You're all right? You sure?
I'm not sad.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Sure?
It's not hurting your feelings a little bit, maybe?
No, I'm good.
I don't know. Some of these are pretty cruel.
You come out with stink like that. Poop. Your poop mouth. Get poop out of your mouth.
Okay, let's read some of them before we get to what the hell it is. There's some good ones. A lot of gifts. Michael Morello, my good friend and comedian, he said, looks fine as long as he stays at least 500 feet away from schools and playgrounds. And he's got 18 likes on his comment. Good for you. I'm glad my pain got you some reach. Yeah, there's a lot of them. Crystal Wilson, real mean. She says a lot of cross between Michael Rapaport and Danny DeVito as the Penguin. Take two of the ugliest people in Hollywood. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Lots of Fester from the Addams Family.
Paul Dudley said, tell Anna to put her wig back on.
yeah. That's her fault. Yeah.
Roasted both of us.
Law Smith said, you look like an uncircumcised penis.
Owie, Law Smith.
Points.
We should make out. John Silman says, he looks like he would wear the skin of somebody with a beard. Just a lot of people. So, uh-huh. Yeah, somebody says, with LOL, JB, you look like a child, LOL. I mean, just a ton of people. But I think most people say I definitely should have the facial hair back. Laura Hosh says facial hair definitely. Actually, she said defiantly. I don't know why. But Lori Daniels says all men need facial hair, just saying. Styles G. White, ex-Tampa Bay Buccaneer and friend of the show, says, at this point, I just feel uncomfortable looking at this pic.
You were doing a sexy face, like a weird, like,
well, what did you want me to do?
Face.
I wanted to make it look
I just
creepy.
Wanted you to just, like, you know, just look at the camera, but it's okay. I know.
Marcello says, you look so much younger. Thank you.
He's nice.
Catherine Maloney says,
oh, happy birthday, Marcello.
Oh, yeah, it's Marcello's
birthday. Today's his birthday?
He's 50.
Son of a bitch. Happy birthday, Marcello. God, I suck. It should have been a whole segment. Yes, Gennaro's on the beach. Order a pizza tomorrow and make sure when you leave a tip, you put happy birthday on there, too. Catherine Maloney says, but I'm pro-choice, so I'll support you either way. Smiley face. She always finds a way to put her political stuff in there, don't she? My buddy Tim Brenner says, if it sees its own shadow, we have 2 more months of corona lockdown. Mm-hmm. Come on, people are mean.
They're mean, dude. It's the internet, bro.
God.
What can you do, man?
Yeah.
Can't do nothing.
I like, do you see Voodoo Chefs?
Yeah.
It's just a gif of the adorable little black kid that's like,
what?
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite gifs, by the way. A lot of Uncle Fester stuff. Very, very mean. Matt Leppy, you can go to hell if you think I look like Mr. Burns, okay? Not funny, dude. Yeah, so go to the Johnny B Show Facebook page if you want to see what I look like completely naked from the neck up. It's a bad look, and I promise I will get back to normal ASAP. Now, let's get to some What the Hell news.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell news on the Johnny B Show.
A lot of windowless van comments. Very mean, folks. Here are some of the stories that seem completely fake, but they're not. We throw it around the room. We will start with Anna Hummel.
Well, Burger King is helping people to socially distance themselves.
With their food?
Just in general, I guess. They're offering giant crowns to encourage social distancing. I guess crowns that, I mean, it doesn't look like it's fully, well, it might be 6 feet because it might be 3 on each side. And if you bump into somebody else with the crown, you'll be 6 feet apart. But it says Burger King has launched giant social distancing crowns to make sure customers keep 6 feet apart. It's
not happening.
Cute.
It's not happening. It's a
you like that?
Publicity stunt. There's no way.
I think it's kind of cute.
No way people are wearing that.
Yeah, not for a long amount of time. But it kind of reminds me of that guy who was in Italy wearing a mock table around him. Like
yeah.
Suspenders.
Well, they had that bar in Maryland.
Right. He's like, get the hell away from me. So, yeah, it says here that the fast food chain introduced the creative new way to keep customers socially distant as franchises began to reopen dine-in services in Germany. So, I guess this is in Deutschland. Restaurants now reopen. Who cares? Okay. Yeah. Basically, it's just these huge crowns. They're kind of fun. I would get one. You know, sport it. Take an Instagram IG pic. And then, you know, throw it in the trash.
Yeah, a big trash. Because
yeah.
It just seems like waste is what it seems to me.
It is very wasteful.
It's a lot of paper, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Just a publicity stunt. But it is kind of funny. So I think they should do it here so I can get one.
Stupid. I got to admit, though, Whoppers are pretty good.
Better than Big Macs?
They're different.
Mm. No, they're both burgers.
No, but you can't
compare.
What would
you rather have? Binary choice.
Ooh, it depends. Are
no,
they both? Are they both?
Choice.
Are they
no.
both cooked to their peak?
Yeah, best.
Yeah, yeah.
Best of both.
No, one's really good.
Yeah.
And one's cooked really bad.
No, I'm saying if they're both cooked mediocre, then I go Whopper.
Okay.
If they're both cooked
at their best,
Big Mac.
Yeah, I think me too.
Yeah,
really?
A
yeah.
perfectly cooked Big Mac is hard to f with.
Yeah,
really,
Why?
Really good. It just is. I remember the best Big Mac I ever had in my life. I was coming back from opening for Ralphie May in Orlando and had Whitmore with me. We stopped in like Winter Haven or something, one of those, some Polk County little exit. And we were hungry. It was 24-hour McDonald's, and it was when they first started doing bacon for $1 on anything. So I said, yes, can we get 2 Big Macs, add bacon? And I guess they made them fresh because it was a special order.
Yeah.
These bitches. I remember I took it out the box, and it looked like the commercial. It was beautiful. This thing was just stacked nice and high.
How many patties is it?
It's a Big Mac, Anna. It's a Big Mac.
I don't know what that means.
You don't know how many patties are on a Big Mac?
Can I guess?
Where are you from?
Is it 2?
It doesn't matter. They're all over the world.
Is it 2?
There's a song that tells
2 patties, 1 bun, lettuce.
Oh, my Christ on my soul. Do you understand?
It's two. It must be 2 patties. It can't be 3.
2 all-beef patties.
2 all-beef patties and a bun
no.
with sesame seeds.
No.
And a bun with
wow.
seeds on it.
You should not
no,
ever.
She had it. That was right.
Good God.
Lettuce and tomato.
That's all. No tomato. She
some cheese and pickle. I know it.
I can't even call her like a communist because they have McDonald's everywhere. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I've never heard the song.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Where did they play that on the radio?
The world forever, man.
I don't pay attention to McDonald's, dude.
Oh yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You don't even know you do. You should know the song.
Two beef patties.
You got some
a
bread.
Bun. It's toasted if you like it that way.
Yep. No.
Yep. Wait.
We got some bread. You put some meat on it. Some patty beef.
Almost did Red Robin of
hey.
It. No, what's it?
All right, hold on.
What's
stop.
The tagline? What's the McDonald's tagline?
You don't know.
All the way. You-
they have a lot of them. Over
no,
the years.
What's like the main one?
A tagline?
Yeah. What's like?
You mean their slogan?
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Well, I can't remember it.
Figure
think
it
of
out.
Justin Timberlake. You'll get it.
Figure it
gonna
out.
Gonna be me.
Yeah, that's it. Dumbass. It's gonna be me. Is
no, yep. Just the way you like, just the way you like nope, it. Nope, just the way you it. Like it.
Just the way you like
wait,
it.
Wait, that is one, but that's not McDonald's.
No, it ain't. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is what is just the way you like it? What is that one?
I think that's what
that's,
is,
that's a that's actually,
I can't remember
that's a,
it.
That's a escort service.
I can't remember it.
Ba 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 ba.
Yum.
It's got it, Red Robin. You moron. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Yum. She is a simpleton. There's something wrong with her.
Yeah, she doesn't know a lot of things.
Oh, God.
I'm loving it. That's
there
what it is. That's what it is. That's yeah. what it is. I knew it. See, I knew it.
Success. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Yum. Red Robin's like, who's this bitch? Man, McDonald's will give you all you can eat fries like we do.
Oh, man.
You want to hear the top five, the five best and worst slogans in McDonald's history?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. All right. Look for the golden arches is one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You like that? Let's see here. These are, let me pull up this list. The best ones. You ready for the best ones? Okay, 1960. Look for the golden arches. Look for them. Right? So you look for them. Dude, when I was a kid, a little fat kid, I knew where the arches were before they were in view. Like, I had like a
Spidey sense?
Like a fat sixth sense. Like, I could go, there's a McDonald's up ahead. And my dad's like, it's like two blocks around the corner. I'm like, I know. And then we'd have to go there. How about this one? Oh, look. They're saying the second best is the song that actually was created in 1974.
Oh, that I was singing?
No, that you messed up. It's two all beef patties. Special sauce.
No, you go ahead.
Lettuce. Cheese. Pickles. Artichoke. You idiot, eh? Number three, you deserve a break today. Damn, I remember that one, and that was in the 70s.
Isn't that Kit Kat?
You deserve a break today. No, it's break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
That's
you
fancy.
You stupid,
beast.
Skinny idiot. Number four, it's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's. I remember that one, too. Yeah. And then number five, ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yum.
I'm loving it.
Yum.
Do you know when that one came out, when that one was created?
95.
What? Mm. It's pretty new, right? I'm loving it. Mm. Actually, 2003. It's been around for 17 years.
Damn.
You want to hear the worst ones?
Yeah.
1966. McDonald's, only for the whites.
Oh.
What?
I just made that up. You see her face?
You believe this. She's an idiot, dude.
You idiot.
I didn't believe it. I just went, what?
No, it's the closest thing to home. It was their slogan. Number two, worst McDonald's slogans. We do it all for you. I remember that one too. McDonald's, we do it all for you. You know what I'm saying? In the back. Number three, my McDonald's. That was 1997. That lasted like a month. It was like my McDonald's.
That's it.
It's mine. Yeah. Number four. It's what I eat and what I do. 2005. It's what I eat. It's what I do.
Sounds like a Kanye West song.
I have heart disease. You do too. Number five, what we're made of, 2008. You don't want to know what they're made of.
Mm-mm. Don't ask, don't tell, baby.
It tastes
that
good.
Should have been their slogan. Don't ask, don't tell.
McDonald's, it's beef. Promise.
Ew, that was one?
No, I just made it up.
Oh.